Snap judgment.
Storytelling with a beat.
Stay tuned. Okay, so they tell you to wait. That someday, everything's gonna be worth it. That patience is a virtue. It's just around the corner. Don't throw everything away. But what if there's nothing there? Well, today on Snap Judgment, we want to see what everyone's working so hard for. Snap proudly presents the Brass Ring. Amazing stories about reaching for the prize.
This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Caney. This Sunday, WVXU and WMUB will add NPR's Snap Judgment to the Sunday evening schedule. It's Storytelling with a Beat. The show is going to air at 9 o'clock, right after the Moth Radio Hour. Hosted by Glenn Washington, winner of the Public Radio Talent Quest. And Glenn joins us this afternoon to give us a preview of what types of stories we'll hear on the show. Good afternoon, Glenn.
Good afternoon, Mark. Great to be here.
Tell me about the show. Describe the show to me. What is Snap Judgment?
Snap Judgment is a journey. It's an audio adventure that takes listeners on a ride of perspective. We try to put you in someone else's shoes from a vantage point you might not get a chance to appreciate yourself any way else. And we're really excited about this new season of storytelling. It's a show that goes around the world, goes around the country, goes back in time. Sometimes we even throw a little fiction into the mix. We call it storytelling with a beat.
Yeah, it is storytelling with a beat, and the segments I've listened to have just been great. Now, do all stories have a beat, Glenn? You just have to figure out what it is. Do they all fit this?
Well, not every story would work for Snap, but what we're looking for is a rhythm to the protagonist's experience, to their speech, we try to bring a soundscape. The idea is that when we first started Snap Judgment, the idea was, let's get rid of all the boring stuff about that we sometimes hear, even on public radio, marks from time to time. Let's get rid of all the boring stuff and go straight to what matters. And in order to do that, we had to, if we're not going to have a lot of filler exposition, we had to make sure that we had the mood and all that other information broadcasted to listeners because we weren't going to say it all. And we do that through sound. It's not just music. It's we want you to hear the footsteps walking down the street. You know, when you open that door, we want you to be right there with the person who's telling the story. So the soundscaping is extremely important to making that experience happen. We're making cinema of sound, audio movies that hopefully really move people.
Can you give me a few examples of stories that listeners have heard on Snap Judgment?
Examples of stories, there's so many, but at one point I was talking to a friend of mine. He's talking to his father, and he is an extremely accomplished doctor. He's one of the most accomplished internists in the country, in fact. And he told me that when he was 5 years old, he was ill. He looked out of the window, in fact, and saw his uncles burning wood for his funeral pyre. He was in India, outside of Calcutta, and right then his mother was rocking him, thinking this is his last day on earth, and he heard a knock on the door. And she opened it up. There was a monk who said, I heard there's a problem in the family, but I might be able to help. If there's someone here willing to take the boy's pain, I can save his life. Now, he's telling me this story at a dinner party, and I was like, sir, I know you. You are a man of science. You're an accomplished man of science. Do you need to tell me that you believe that a monk came to your door and transferred your disease into another person? And he said, yeah, that's what I'm telling you.
That is an amazing story.
These are stories that are true to the people that are telling them. Some amazing things have happened. And what's interesting about it is when we first got started, people said, well, you know, it's good right now, but these kind of stories, they just don't happen all the time. It's never been our experience that we're running out of things to talk about. People have just been living some amazing lives. I'm glad we get to help share them.
Do you have a favorite? What's been your most favorite or maybe even your most surprising story that you've ever had on the show?
Well, I have a lot of favorites. I don't think I have time. The thing of it is, these are complicated. Humans are complex. It's not a story I can tell you in 5 minutes, but there was a fantastic story. Sometimes we do a live show, and this young man, he was 15 years old. He took the stage, and he was just an electrifying performance. And he was basically talking about what it's like to be in the back seat of a car when your parents are fighting. And he was telling this story, and his parents, he had two mothers. And he was going into a very, very dark place until his mother said the reason why she gathered them all in that car was that she wanted to celebrate the car turning over 100,000 miles with the people who mattered most in her life. And he just realized that this was not a breakup ride. It was a stay together ride. And you feel it because this is, well, everyone's been there. You might not have two mothers, but you've been in a situation where your parental figures or whatever are fighting, and you're internalizing that in the gut of your stomach and wanting it all to stop and just having that twist happen. It's an emotional moment that gets to me even now.
Do you find, Glenn, the more that you do this, you just find out that people of all walks of life, everyone has a story to tell, don't they?
They sure do, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be on Snap. we look for drama. This is what I've actually found, is that a lot of people are not even living their lives. They're letting the TV live it for them, or the radio live it for them, or their cousin live it for them. And the Snap heroes, Snap protagonists, are people that are really engaged. They lean forward into this little bit of time we have on the earth. And that's what, and those are where the stories come from.
The show is an hour each week. How do you go about putting it all together? Do the listeners hear just one long story, or is it a couple of stories that you put together at a time?
Yeah, we generally have between 3 and 5 stories. Like I said, stories that might happen anywhere in the world, anywhere in time. And we start the process, actually. Every show takes about 4 months to assemble, to create. There's an original soundtrack for every single episode. It's like creating a new album every week. And we've got this amazing, this small but dedicated group of geniuses that are busy scouring the globe to make these stories come alive. And I know that Cincinnati is really going to dig it.
Yeah. What do you think is the biggest challenge you face in putting this show together?
Time. You know, because it's a weekly program, and I never get to put out the perfect show. We're tweaking it until the very last minute. It used to be, this is actually funny, our first episode, first season, when we started, we have to have the show done by 6 a.m. on West Coast time. And generally, we were making that deadline by maybe 30 or 40 seconds because we were tweaking and editing and everything to the very last second before we had to hit send. And it's one of those things that we want to make this show as great as it can be. And we're so excited by the nationwide enthusiasm for this type of storytelling and for Snap in general. And we want to make sure that we're giving the love right back to the people who are listening to us.
Glenn, do you think people are just naturally willing to share their stories, even if the stories might be deeply personal or might even be embarrassing?
Well, I think that's kind of in the structure. I get to be the first one to open up basically every single episode. And I have this very, very wacky background in that I grew up in a religious cult. And the good thing about that, it was a very hardcore, fundamentalist, end-of-days, apocalyptic Jesus organization. But the good thing about it is that it has this endless source of stories. You know, I thought I had a wasted youth until I was able to put those stories in some sort of context. And that's kind of so I start the show off with sharing something personal oftentimes. And even in the interviews that we do with people, there's a lot of give and take. The producers themselves are oftentimes characters. People, you know, it's like a conversation. People oftentimes are not going to share with you unless you share with them. And we treat it like that.
You were saying that the stories are true. There are things that are true experiences these people have had. Do you ever do fiction on the show?
We sure do. In fact, we've got some fictional pieces coming up. Actually, in the next episode, we have a fictional piece coming up. It's fun. You know, every time we get to stretch every once in a while. And in fact, a little while ago, I did a story myself that I wrote about an arch villain of Superman. And I was glad that Ira Glass saw fit to put it on This American Life as well. So we got double billing on this one. But, you know, sometimes we do fiction, but really it's probably about 10% of the content. We do a live show 3 or 4 times a year, and we love to put those stories in as well. We're going all, you know, it's different types of storytelling, but really, you know, these stories that we're trying to put out there, they have around the American fault lines of race and class and gender and sexuality. And, you know, these things that people are really struggling with in a lot of different ways. And there's a lot of different ways to tell those stories, be they live, be they produced or whatever. So, I think that we're going to have a lot of room for fodder for a long time to come.
Where's the show produced?
In beautiful downtown Oakland, California. outside of my office, within about 3 blocks of my office, there are 120 different languages being spoken. And my own daughter, at one point, I hear her leaning over to speak to her Punjabi best friend in Spanish about how she wants sushi for her birthday. And she didn't think anything of it. This crossing of cultures becomes so routine oftentimes in our urban context. And it's become, and if we're one early name for the show was called This New American Life. We didn't call it that because Ira would have been mad.
But, yep.
But it's not just an urban thing anymore that people cross cultures within the course of a day. And that aspect, and people actually, they don't recoil from it. Oftentimes, again, they're leaning into that. And that's really this exploration, this desire to know more about the world we live in and to see what's going on in everyone else's sort of micro communities. That's really at the heart of Snap Judgment as well.
Oh, it sounds, Glenn, like you've got a lot of good stories just right outside your very own studio.
Oh, it's great. Like we could throw a microphone out of the window and come up with an episode, I'm sure.
Well, do you find yourself, do you need more stories?
We're always looking for stories. I mean, and you got to understand too, even on my own show, about a third, I only get about a third of my own pieces through. It's a pretty crazy, ridiculous editing process. And everyone takes out the knives. But if any of the listeners would like to pitch a story to Snap Judgment, it is easy. Pitches@snapjudgment.org. We read every single thing that comes in the door.
So what kinds of things can they send you in the pitch? I mean, can you send video, audio, text, just anything and everything?
Well, send me a page that describes the entire story, the beginning, the middle, the twist, and the end. And that's what we look for in a story that takes us someplace we don't know a whole lot about, that is going to be surprising, that's usually coming from a first-person's perspective, and that ends with a satisfying land that I feel at the end like I've gone somewhere, I've been somewhere, I get it now. And the world, at the end of the best Snap stories, the world looks a little bit different to both the person who's telling the story and the listener. it's a change in perspective that we're going for. And if you have a story that you think can, you know, open up someone's world, by all means, hit us at snapjudgment.org.
Do you get a lot of people submitting stories, Glenn?
We do. And, you know, some of them, most of them don't work. But, you know, and I would not advise this. This is not the normal way we get things. But the other day, a guy stopped me in the restroom. And, you know, I didn't appreciate it at first, but I got to tell you, it's a good story. It'll probably be in an episode soon.
Well, do you have resources to help people get started producing stories for Snap Judgment?
I think that people have to understand how easy, easy is the wrong word, but there is a real low bar to entry for what we're talking about here. If you have some tape that you want to go into it, but that's great, but you don't have to record anything. You can record it on your phone. Almost every phone has a record function right now. And give us a basic synopsis. Write it down. Make sure it's not more than a page. The basic synopsis. You don't have to have, you know, some $30,000 editing situation in order to submit a story for Snap Judgment. If we take it, you know, we'll work all that stuff out. But, you know, we're just looking for real people, real stories, real experiences that are really going to take our audience to somewhere new.
Well, Glenn, good talking with you this afternoon.
Mark, it's fantastic talking with you. And I'm so thrilled that we get to join you in Cincinnati.
Thanks very much, Glenn. Glenn Washington is host of NPR Snap Judgment. You'll be able to hear the show Sunday evenings at 9 o'clock on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Today's show was produced by Pete Reitmeyer. Kevin Rawinski was the technical director. William White composed the Cincinnati Edition theme music. I'm Mark Haney. Coming up next, Science Friday on 91.7 WVXU. Computers that are too intelligent are the villains in iRobot, The Terminator, and dozens of other books and movies. But science fiction writers aren't the only ones concerned about your office copier becoming smarter than you are. On the next Cincinnati Edition, we'll look at the downside to artificial intelligence. We'll also hear about a new incubator for local writers. And in Focus on Technology, giving voice to people who can't speak. That's Cincinnati Edition, Monday afternoon at 1 on 91.7 WVXU.